Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Ruzbeh Farhanpour, Iranian human rights activist and journalist, presently based in Southern California, representing the group known as Marzipor Gohar, which you can find at Marzipor Gohar. That's MarzipourGohar.org, and that stands for the Glorious Frontier Party, I believe, and their motto is Iranians for a Secular Republic. We've been discussing a lot of things related to Iran, both in regard to the present time, as well as the late 1990s, as well as the early 1950s, and the whole business of this unfortunate event that transpired in 1953, which is chronicled in the American Free Press volume, The CIA in Iran, the 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. You can have that book from the American Free Press for $20 at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Ruzbeh, you were making the point before one of the last commercial breaks that an American Western military attack on Iran would simply be a disaster. I believe that too. I don't think we have, speaking of the United States, the moral or political justification for this attack, and of course that's a topic all its own. I think a lot of innocent people would clearly be killed in this. That would be another horrible tragedy. But you underscore something that I think really needs to be constantly emphasized to the American government and the American media and the American people, and that is that an American military attack on Iran would presumably play right into the hands of the present regime in that country, because the Iranians are a nationalistic people, and rightfully so. Their fight against Saddam Hussein between 1980 and 1988 is but one example of this, and that if the United States should attack that country, one would presumably see a united nationalistic Iranian backlash against such an outrage, and that this unfortunately would strengthen the hand, in your view, of the Islamic Republic regime. Is that correct?
Yes, if military attack happened against Iran, that's the biggest stop for the Iranian opposition group, because the people, the Iranian opposition, can't be a supporter of the regime, and they can't be supporter of the foreign country starting to attack Iran. So the normal people and nationalist people come to the rally of the government to protecting their country and protecting their motherland. So the government can stay under power, this Mullah's regime, for the more couple of the years. Now is the best time to we can organize a revolution with the hand of the Iranian people, because now the government mentioned 85% of against them, 85% of Iranian people are against the government right now. And it's the best time to we can organize a rally against the government, and the best thing to stop the Iranian people is starting some attack against Iran. And we have in a history of the world in during the Milosevic, the NATO starting to attack the Serbia.
Ruzbeh, hold that thought about Milosevic and Serbia and that example of how that relates to Iran. We'll have an extended conversation when we come back to Mark Antos America, live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be with Ruzbeh Farhanpour of MarzipourGohar.org. Stay tuned.
Thank you. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Ruzbeh Farhanpour. He is an Iranian journalist and human rights activist currently based in Southern California, and his life story and the life story of his political party known as Marzipor Gohar can be accessed at marzaporgohar.org. That's MarziporGohar.org. I'll try to remember in the next day or two to post a link to Marzipor Gohar at my website at markdankoff.com, my links page, which will make it very, very easy for listeners of this show to find Marzipor Gohar. It is quite a story. Ruzbeh, we've got presumably a longer period of time now for conversation. You were just beginning to talk about the way in which an American attack on Iran would have all kinds of disastrous consequences, not the least of which would be an Iranian nationalistic backlash against such an attack that would actually strengthen the mullah's hand in Tehran. And you were just starting to talk about this whole business of Milosevic and Serbia when we cut away to a commercial break. Go ahead.
Yes, when the NATO is starting to attack against the Serbia, the opposition group in Serbia, they see the backlash of the people, and the people who rallied to around the Milosevic and their movement. That was a stop for the Serbian movement. So the Iranian people more nationalist than other people in the region. And also I mentioned before about how to talk about the nuclear issue in Iran. When the international community talk about how dangerous of the nuclear issue for the region or for the other country, that I don't know how much acceptable and understandable for the people inside Iran. When we can talk to the people, this government, the mullahs, when they got a stone, they stoning our women. When they got a rope, they hanging our youth generation in the middle of the square and the streets. When they got a gun, they executed and massacred our young generation, young dissidents in a jail. When they got a bomb, they bombing Iranian city in Kurdistan. What happened if the mullahs, they get the nuclear bomb in their hands? That's more dangerous for Iranian people and keep the mullahs under power than other, than more dangerous for other country or other country in the region. So the way we talk to the Iranian people, or we want to explain how dangerous the situation for the Iranian people or for the region, we have to understand the Iranian culture and Iranian situation. And we have to understand in the last 28 years, the worst thing in the about the human rights situation happened inside Iran. The government massacred the lots of the Iranian people in a jail. The government tortured lots of the Iranian people, and they arresting the lots of the people, and it's better to understand. Understanding, we don't listen to the shows the government, the Islamic government, trying to show to the international community about this some fake opposition figure, because so they can explain and show to the international situation how they deal with the people, the Iranian people. And about the military action too, actually I think this government, the mullahs regime, they invite the foreign country and the United States to attack Iran. The government, they don't care about the Iran, they don't care about the Iranian history and Iranian culture, and they don't care about the life of the Iranian people. The only thing they think, they want to stay in the power for more than a couple of years. And the best thing for them, best situation should be happen for the mullahs, is that any foreign power starting to attack them. So in situation of the Iranian people, the worst thing is happen is starting the, any military action against the Iran, and that's very bad for the Iranian opposition too.
Yes, I think so as well, Ruzben. As I examine this, I've said before on this show that just from the American perspective, what I think would be a disastrous decision on the part of the United States to attack Iran is rooted not simply in what I perceive to be the lack of a true moral and political case on the part of the United States, and not simply the fact that you would have an understandable nationalistic backlash against this attack in Iran that would strengthen the mullahs rather than weaken them. But as I look at the American relationship with the entire Islamic world, it has been noted from time to time that the United States, of course, has done nothing about either India or Pakistan in their acquisition of nuclear weapons. Obviously, the United States is aligned presently in the Middle East with Israel, which is the key nuclear, biological, and chemical military weapons power in the Middle East. The United States is demanding nothing of Israel in regard to bringing its program under international scrutiny. And then you have a very ironic fact, and that is that Iran is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which does give them the right, according to international law, to develop a nuclear power program for peaceful purposes and to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. The Bush administration has said that Iran has no right to enrich uranium. I think that that's a complete misreading of the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, which in fact does give them that right. And again, it seems to me that when you add to that the fact that the United States was in favor of Iran's development of a nuclear power sector for their economy when the Shah was in power, all of these things create a very complicated political picture, it seems to me, which in the event of an American and or Israeli attack against Iran would be completely disastrous, it seems to me, in regard to the true interest of all of the innocent people in all of these respective countries. So let's trust that that doesn't happen in the days ahead. How many people, Roosevelt, you have estimated that the vast percentage of people in Iran, I think you said 85%, presently oppose the Islamic regime in Tehran. If that is the case, how does that figure then translate into effective political strategy and organization with the idea in mind that that government can be replaced with something better? What do you see as a good strategy here?
The percentage of the people, I said about the opposition of the regime, that's the fact the official of the regime said. They said 85% of Iranian people against the regime. So the only problem we have in Iran is we have a lack of the organization. And it's, I think, normal and obvious under the dictatorship system. The people can't organize a national movement. So after I escaped from Iran and we established a foreign office of the Mirzapur Gohar, I have to mention that our main body of the Mirzapur Gohar lives inside Iran in different cities. And we think to how to use and organize the people inside Iran and how to educate people. And the best thing, we're trying to use the non-violent education and training for the youth generation inside Iran and transforming the information from inside Iran to outside, and maybe from the small city, the small demonstration happening northwest of Iran, for example. And if we can get at the same time that information and broadcast to whole Iran, we can organize the national demonstration in a whole situation. Now, one of the things we're working on that, we're starting to organize some workshops in neighbor of Iran to train the Iranian youth generation how to deal with the situation, how they can organize small groups, and how they can use the secure communication for send the information to outside, and how they can get the ideological advice or help from the other parts of the Iranian people from outside. So if we can organize the people or other way, if we're looking for the situation of Iran, if we think if for the three ways for organize a revolution or organize a demonstration against the regime, three ways for free Iran is organization, organization, organization. And the only thing is we have to organize all of the ideology or all of the small groups together, and they know how to use their tools against the regime.
We'll be back with Roosevelt Farhanpour of MirzapurGohar.org discussing some of these technological methodologies that might be available in this situation. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Ruzbeh Farhanpour of MarsaPorGohar.org. That stands for the Glorious Frontiers Party, MarsaPorGohar does. And these are Iranian human rights activists who advocate a secular constitutional republic being established in Iran that represents neither Islamic theocracy on the one hand, nor a repristination of the Persian monarchy on the other. Ruzbeh, talking then about where we were before the last commercial break, presumably with all of the present opposition that you indicate exists in Iran among the people where the current regime is concerned, that would really translate into something very significant if the people of that country had access to certain technologies that would enable them to organize. Now, the internet comes to mind to me. Shortwave radio would be yet another. Are these some of the things that you think about?
Yes. No, one of the most activity of the Marz-e Forgoher. Actually, the Marz-e Forgoher is the only organization inside Iran. Now we can publish an illegal publication. We named the Night Mail, and actually trying to monthly or bi-monthly or sometimes bi-weekly. We publish and distribute it illegally in the nighttime or in the small parties or in the schools or university or the gatherings. Now, one of the future strategy of our organization, we have to localize the activity, and we have to ask to the our peoples and our groups inside Iran in each city. They are independently trying to publish their views and distribute it in their cities with a localized problem and with the smallest problem. Now, if you go to our website, Vicky, you can see a couple of our night mail comes from inside Iran, where they made it very basically with very basic basic technology, and they use the copy machine for printing and distribute it in different parts. So one of the parts is we need to localize the activity and organize the people in a very small city or a small villages inside Iran. And one of the things we mention every time to other organization and groups, it's they trying to organize and the people inside Iran with a satellite or internet system. We mention the people inside Iran, specific the people under the poverty line inside Iran. They don't have access to the internet or satellite in a small city or villages. So we need to localize the activity and let to the people from inside. They do their organization and actually they're trying to active the people and organize the opposition in each city or villages against the regime. And so the only things we can do from outside to organize and let the, all of the small organization in different cities and give them correct information, give them the tools and educate them. And other things we now, for last couple of months, we're trying to do that, starting to train the people abroad, ask the people to come out, and we train them with the new technology and new situation, and return them to Iran to train the other people and organize the other activity. This is the best thing. We use the non-violent tools against the regime. I have to mention, in the whole history, the people inside Iran, never starting the violation against the government. During the Shah times and the Mullah times, every time the violation is starting from the government, and the government is starting to shooting the people in the demonstration. So the people have to defending themselves from the fire of the government. And most of the time, actually 100%, each time the government arrests the people, they putting pressure on the people, torture the people, torture the prisoners, and they're trying to keep the people with the force on silent. And I'm sure the movement of Iranian people going toward to toppling this regime, and I hope with help of the people of the international community, we can organize the national revolution.
We'll be back with Ruzbeh Faranapur of MarzePorGohar.org when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
To you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Ruzbeh Foranipour of MarzePorGohar.org. You can find that at MarzePorGohar.org. That stands for the Glorious Frontiers Party. And MarzePorGohar is, of course, something that has been in existence since the summer of 1998. It was originally designed to create opportunities for press and journalistic freedom in Iran. It later became a political party all on its own. And Ruzbeh Foranipour and some of the other activists of MarzePorGohar, who were directly involved in the student uprisings of July of 1999 in Tehran and elsewhere in Iran, were in some cases, like Ruzbeh, forcibly incarcerated at Tohid Prison in Tehran. Ruzbeh later wound his way to the United States, but some of the people in his organization continue to languish in prison in that country, in Iran. And we've been talking in recent minutes on the show about the opportunities for a political organization in that country that would involve, presumably, an attempt to recreate a secular and constitutional republic in Iran that did not involve foreign manipulation or foreign control or foreign financing. And that's a very, very important point when taken in tandem with, again, this American Free Press book that I have mentioned on the air that I have just finished reading, The CIA in Iran, the 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. That's available from the American Free Press for $20 at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Ruzbeh, we've been talking about this whole business of political organization in Iran being conducted by Marsipur Gohar. Without asking you to discuss things in the air that I know that you could not, presumably, in regard to your organizational efforts, is it fairly safe to assume that among those who oppose the current regime in Iran, that Marsipur Gohar is an organization that would be known to a pretty significant number of people in the various provinces in that country?
Marsipur Gohar is one of the new generation of opposition, and that's the trustable for the people inside Iran, specific for the students and journalist people. They joined the Marsipur Gohar quickly after they recreate the Marsipur Gohar, and then that increase in different parts of the different part of the population, like the workers, teachers, and other parts of the people. So now after July uprising, and we got experience how the government deal with the pro-democracy organization activists, we change our strategy and tactics, and we're trying to put everything underground. And we trying to keep every small affiliate group with the Marsipur Gohar in each city separately, and they don't have any publicly contact with other part of the Marsipur Gohar inside, and they have just have be contacting the part of the MPG or Marsipur Gohar outside Iran.
Yes, and I think it goes without saying, this should be obvious to the listeners, that when they read about your life story and the story of the creation of Marsipur Gohar, that the kinds of things that you went through in July of 1999 presumably are just a small example of the continued dangers that exist for all of the people that you work with who are seeking political change in Iran. Do you continue to feel personally threatened by the Islamic regime in Tehran from where you presently are in Southern California?
They're trying to make it a threat for me several times. Actually, after I escaped from Iran, the government arrested my mother, and then she came out for she flee Iran after she released from the jail. And now after that, several times the people, they have in contact with me, they arrested the government or they calling with the Vevak Intelligence Ministry and questioning, answering to them. And in Southern California and Los Angeles several times. Once, in a couple of years ago, we find a microphone and bug in our office. We reported to the officials here. And in last year, in last couple of months, once they put some blood in my car. And I have a lot of the things in the Los Angeles, too. So we have to continue to our fighting with the regime. And we believe and we know the freedom is not free. We have to pay the cost of the freedom. And the history, historically, last 27 years, the government, the Islamic government, terrorized more than 250 of the leaders of the opposition in outside the country, specifically in Europe. And the last person terrorized with the government. That was the Dr. Castro Vafodari. He was one of my best friends, and he was one of the leaders of the Mazafor Gohar. He terrorized by the Islamic regime in France in 2005, May 2005 in France. He was a professor of history in Paris University. And the government trying to keep the people by the force in silence. So if the people stopping their activity, the government forever stay in the power. So we have to pay the cost for our struggle and continue our activity.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things that has been interesting to me as I have talked to a number of Iranians across the political spectrum who do not support the present regime in Tehran, one of the things that constantly comes up is the fact that Iran, which now has approximately, as I understand it, 70 million people in its population, and I understand that 15 million of those now live in Tehran, that though among those 70 million people, that well over half of the country is under the age of 30 years of age. And I think Mehdi Amini said on the 30th of March that maybe as many as 70% of the people of Iran are, in their population of 70 million, are under the age of 30. This would mean that they would have no personal memory of the Pahlavi years in Iran, that their political experience would be confined almost exclusively to the Mullah's regime. Do you see that as the seed within which victory might be contained? In other words, you have a population largely under the age of 30 that does not remember the tragedies of 1953 and what followed, and that these young people, presumably in a day and an age of shortwave radio and internet technology, desire more political and cultural freedom. Presumably the present regime in Tehran is not giving it to them, and therefore they are ripe for a significant, organized, nonviolent opposition to that government that would eventually result in a secular constitutional republic. Is that the vision that you largely have?
Yes, and we think the youth generation, actually the most population of the Iran, now they're trying to get information from different sources, and the people inside Iran right now, the new generation, more informed from the news and situation. And the people, the Iranian youth generation, they're trying to get to freedom and create a democracy for the future of the country. And the people, they think they have to move forward, and history can't return to back. And the people, as my knowledge, they're looking for a secular republic in Iran because they think that all of the Iranian people has the same right and equal right together. And we don't believe to any minority inside Iran, because the only thing for the uniting the people inside Iran is the Iranian or Iranian entity, not else. So with the knowledge of the people and working on the get the information, they're just looking to create a free country and democratic country for the future of the Iran. And the people knows about the history right now. The people, most of the people right now, they have access to information. If in 30 years ago the people didn't know anything about the 1953, now the most of the people know. And when the force of the government is starting against the Iranian nationalistic issue or Iranian history, the people reflection is the people become more nationalist and the people go to study the more history. And not only about the Iranian history, when the government trying to talk about the different situation in the last 100 years, or the, when the Ahmadinejad talk about the Holocaust, the people, if they don't know, if they didn't hear anything about the Holocaust, now they're going to follow and research and study everything the government talking about that. And anything the government, the Islamic government right now, talking against that, and the people going to research and study about that and become more knowledgeable about any situation.
Yes. And it seems to me that the situation in Iran is one that is instructive for the rest of the world as well, because as I have observed many times on this show, we now live in a day and age of internet information, internet radio and television shows. We live in an age, of course, of shortwave radio. And all of a sudden you have these non-traditional means of communication where media outlets that are not controlled by governments, media outlets that are not controlled by large corporations, have suddenly availed themselves of these technologies and are putting out their own information to people around the world on a variety of subjects. And this poses a real problem, it seems to me, for those who want to control information and the dissemination of information for their own purposes. So presumably, with the problems that the present regime in Iran has for the with this whole issue of accessibility to news and information on the part of the American or on the part of the Iranian people through non-controlled media technologies and outlets, this same thing stands as a warning, it seems to me, for authoritarian and totalitarian governments around the world, not simply in the Iran situation itself. Ruzbe, I have received information through a variety of means. I've read this in Pat Buchanan's magazine, The American Conservative. I've seen reports on this elsewhere. Then in regard to some things that we are reading about in this country pertaining to difficulties for the Tehran government with demonstrations in Azerbaijan and in Khuzestan province in Iran, and also Balochistan province in Iran is another one that comes up, that some of these demonstrations and activities might have a link to the Israeli Mossad, the British MI6, and the American CIA. What is your assessment of these reports?
Unfortunately, some of the separatist activities now we see in the Iran region, starting with the part of the some of the think tanks in the United States, and that's one of the things, the wrong things, I believe, some of the think tanks believe they can use the Iranian ethnic groups use for the against the government, and this is like the psychological war against the Iranian people, not against the government, because now we see the government execute lots of the Iranian freedom activists in under the name of the separatists. So the government continue their kill the people and continue their stopping the people and put the pressure on the people. The only things happen psychologically, the people think if the government is toppled with any power, maybe the country be separated like Yugoslavia, or the ideology of the Balkanization of Iran is just the government used as a threat for the people. If you want to topple our regime, your country becomes separate in different parts of the ethnic. So last 2 years, one of the U.S. think tank in Washington, D.C., organized a conference about for supporting the separatists, and that shows the Iranian very lash back to that think tanks, and Iranian demonstrate against Michael Ledeen to organize that conference, and he is one of the supporters of the separatist groups and ethnic separatist organization, and they create some fake organization. And now we see in Balochistan.
Yes, I want to take up this business of Ledeen and the American Enterprise Institute in the remaining minutes that we have when we come back. This is Mark Nankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Ruzbeh Farhanpour of MarzipourGohar.org. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by a very special man, Ruzbeh Foranipour of Marzipor Gohar. You can find that website at marzaporgohar.org, marzeporgohar.org. I will try to get that site reposted on my links page in the next day or two at markdankoff.com so that people can find it very easily who listen to the show. And also, we will be at some point archiving this show at the Republic Broadcasting Network Archives. I will, in the next 24 hours, have a post at Breaking All the Rules News, which will have a front page piece on Ruzbeh Foranipour's appearance on Republic Broadcasting Network today, with a direct link to Marzipor Gohar that people can get to by simply posting on the clickable link, and it'll take them straight there. That will be at Breaking All the Rules News in the next 24 hours or so. Ruzbeh, talking about this whole business of Michael Ledeen and the American Enterprise Institute, many of us on the American paleoconservative right see the American Enterprise Institute as an organization which represents the interests of Israel and the interests of the American corporate political power structure, but not necessarily the interest of the average American or certainly the average Iranian. One of the things that I think is noteworthy is that as I look at the activities of Michael Ledeen and the American Enterprise Institute and the way in which they've been involved in trying to stir up separatist organizations in Iran, and all of this, you know, is a matter of public record if people will look at the Google search engine on this. I find it noteworthy that Marzipor Gohar has stayed out of any affiliation with Michael Ledeen and the American Enterprise Institute and organizations like that. That seems very significant to me. It's also significant to me that many of the Iranian activists that I see tied up with Ledeen and the American Enterprise Institute tend to have a monarchical orientation. Is that an accident?
I believe it's not an accident. Part of if the people, Iranian people, to believe to not only to democracy in the future of Iran and believe to independence of Iran, definitely they have to think which organization or which think tank or which scholar can be useful or should be a friend of the Iranian people or Iranian Iranian politics. And I believe Dr. Ledeen don't think about Iranian benefits, and not only Iranian benefits, they don't think about the U.S. benefits too. And I can't understand how should be a separatist activity or the balkanization of Iran should be beneficial for the United States. I know why it's not a benefit of the Iran, because the people of Iran, they don't want to be balkanization of Iran.
Ruzbeh, I'd like to thank you for being on today. People can contact Ruzbeh Foranipour directly through the Marzipor Gohar website, which I will post information on today at Breaking All Rules News. This show will eventually be archived here at the Republic Broadcasting Network with the link to marzaporgohar.org. I'd like to thank Ruzbeh Foranipour for being on. Also point people to the new AFP book, The CIA in Iran, the 1952, The Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. Have that from the American Free Press. See you tomorrow. God bless.